You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Back here for the mailbag from week two of the NFL's 97th season and the Broncos' 57th season. Boy, that's a really big way of putting it. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks as always for joining me, and let's waste no further time after that long intro with the first question from Scott Shaw, who asks, do you think now that so many people have questioned the hits to the helmets by the Broncos that the league and the officials will start penalizing the team for any hits up near the helmet? Well, it's something you're going to have to be careful on, but that being said, you know, they've missed calls in the past. You know, there hasn't been a game that I can recall in which the officials were perfect, and certainly on the split-second nature of calls up near the helmet going at full speed, I think they're going to miss them, and they have missed some in the past. Now, that being said, I think the Broncos are going to have to be careful because everyone's going to be watching them closely. Now that you've had two players fined this week in Brandon Marshall and Darian Stewart, they know they're going to be, you know, in the crosshairs a little bit, so they're going to have to be careful. At the same time, they can't stop doing what they're doing just because they feel like they might be more susceptible to calls. They've got to keep attacking. Maybe you've got to watch that last step, perhaps. But, you know, this week it's going to be interesting because you have another running quarterback, another guy like Andrew Luck who can go from passer to runner like that. In 2 weeks, you've got another guy coming up, Jameis Winston from Tampa Bay, similar type of quarterback. So this is not a problem that's going to go away. The Broncos are simply going to have to adjust, and they're simply going to have to hope that the right calls are made, knowing that in a split-second game, they're going to be missed. Look, it was missed on the positive side for the Broncos last week when Brandon Marshall had his helmet-to-helmet collision with Cam Newton. So that's one that the Broncos got away with. There'll probably be one that comes up where there's not helmet-to-helmet, and it's going to be called. But I don't think you can blame the league for that. I think that's just going to be because it's a bad call, which happens from time to time. So I don't expect anything different. But at the same time, the Broncos have to be careful. Two players fined. More fines could lead to suspensions down the line. That's something the Broncos are going to have to watch. Jordan Brantley wants to know, how can the Broncos slow down Andrew Luck? It's a good question because the typical equation for Broncos success on defense last year did not work against Andrew Luck. They got pressure, particularly from the edges and from the defensive ends, and it didn't have an impact. The Broncos hit him 12 times in the game last November. Just one ended in a sack, and when Luck did get the ball away, 5 of 11 was his completion ratio, not great, but he did average 8.4 yards every time he managed to release the football. So the way you slow down Andrew Luck, you've got to have strong coverage on the back end. You know, those guys that are in man-to-man, they've got to stick with their receivers. You've got to count on them to make some plays on the back end. And then I don't think the Broncos should do anything differently in terms of the pressure they bring. You're going to have to be creative from time to time, but keep bringing the pressure from different angles. Keep getting it from the outside. Stick with it. Look, just because Von Miller has never sacked Andrew Luck in the game at this point doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You just have to keep at it and keep at it. And also know this, Andrew Luck has tweaked his game a little bit this year. He's getting the ball away just a little bit faster, in part because he wants to avoid a repeat of what happened in that Denver game last year when he held the ball a bit too long. It was courageous, it was fearless, and he didn't play again the rest of the season because he got injured. He doesn't want that to happen again. So maybe the Broncos can capitalize in terms of the coverage end, as knowing that he's going to get the ball out quicker. Maybe he's going to feel that rush a little bit. Maybe he's going to rush or throw or two. And that could lead to some opportunities for the defensive backs. Thanks for the questions. And if you want in on the Week 3 mailbag before the game against the Bengals, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.